What are y'all waiting for? Hey, Merry Christmas. Do you got your lights? You can turn it on now in case you do. And hold them all up so that I can see you're really here. Yeah, I like that. That is awesome. Can you see me? You know, Jesus is the light of the world. You know, we have these candles because it's a candlelight service, but we didn't get real ones. And do you want to know why? We don't want to clean the wax up off the carpet. Okay, let's be honest. The truth of the matter is, I don't know if they would let us do it, but I don't know. But these work good, right? But I got some good news and bad news. The good news is these are really cool. The bad news is you can't take them home with you. You got to leave them here for next year, okay? Well, now that we got that sorted out and you're all bummed out. Hey, but it's Christmas, right? Jesus said he was the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So we need to follow Jesus, and you know, this world is pretty dark. You don't have to be a scientist or a genius to know the world is full of darkness, but Jesus is the light of the world, and he lights up my life, and he lights up your life as well. So it's Christmas Eve, and what is it all about? It's all about gifts. It's all about presents, isn't it? I mean, that's... How many of you open presents on Christmas Eve? Some of you, like maybe one or all of them. All of them? Wow. It's really, you know, the question is, what am I going to get, right? What am I going to get? That's... Don't lie to me. I know that's what you're already thinking. What am I going to get? Is that true? We can barely sleep. Your kids wake up at like 4:30 in the morning. They want to get out there and start tearing this stuff apart, you know. But no, you make them sleep in till like 5. And sometimes we just make them wait. We're going to eat first, and then you can open presents. And they're just like, I got the worst parents in the whole world. But, you know, the question is, what do you really, really want? And that's, you're going to have to wait for that till tomorrow. But now, here, tonight, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday, right? That's what we're celebrating here tonight. And usually you give the presents to who? The birthday person, right? That's usually you give the presents to them. And if we're celebrating Jesus' birthday, then we should be giving presents to him, right? Does that make sense? You know, I had a birthday the other day. I turned 40. And there was like this surprise party, and like there was all these people there, and I was completely shocked. And but they gave me gifts. Like I had a whole, you know, thing, and I took them home, and I didn't actually open them till later the next day because Sunday was here, church was here, and everything. But I enjoyed it, and I want to say I should have said thank you already. But again, I didn't open until after church was over. But I didn't give anything. Right? They all gave to me. It was my birthday. They all gave to me. I didn't give them anything, I guess. Maybe just my good looks and my good personality and that kind of thing. But the point of this is, what does Jesus want for his birthday? Because it's his birthday that we're celebrating, right? What does Jesus need? You know, the three wise men, they call them different names, the Magi. And we don't know exactly when they came to him, but at some point they did come to him. And it says they went, and Matthew chapter 2 tells us they went and they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and they presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They gave Jesus gifts. Why? Because it was his birthday. They were celebrating, but there was something, you know, obviously he wasn't just any person. He was God with us, like we've already heard tonight from the music and the prayer. But they gave him these gifts from their treasures. They opened their treasures and they gave to Jesus. I think that's a picture for you and me, right? To open the treasures, and the treasures we have are right inside here, and to open our hearts and give to him. Joseph and Mary, they gave Jesus their lives. The shepherds, they came and they brought their hearts to Jesus. You know, you think about these things that the Magi brought, gold. In that day, gold was for a king. Frankincense or incense was for divine. The fact that God was there, that Jesus was God with us, Emmanuel. And this myrrh, it was like for anointing. It would be anointing oil kind of thing. And they would anoint people with it. And Jesus, you know, Jesus is the Christ, right? And Messiah, and it means anointed one. So they brought these things, though, and they it says they worshiped. They bowed down and worshiped him. And that's really the most important thing that we can bring to Jesus, our worship, where we proclaim him the God that we serve, that we love, that we follow. Not everybody around us is doing that, are they? You don't see it. So we celebrate this birth, but we've heard it tonight already that we're celebrating a gift because he gave to us. Like I said, I didn't give the people presents, but in this particular case, Jesus was a gift to us. For God so loved, you know the verse, for God so loved the world that he what? He gave his only begotten Son. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And as Chris said, this is a great time to, if you haven't believed in Jesus, believe in him and have everlasting life. God gave his Son to the world. He gave his Son to us, to you, to me. So we can say, afterwards, what'd you get? That's what you're going to say, right? What'd you get? I got Jesus. Is there anything better than that? Well, you know, I got a brand new bike, or I got, you know, a brand new iPhone, or I got, you know, all the different things we can say we have. But what of all those things is going to last? What's going to make a difference in your life? Sorry, those things, they all break, they all rust, they all, you know, get stolen. Stuff happens. But Jesus, what'd you get? I got Jesus. Is there anything better than that? But we have to take that gift, you know. If you get a gift, it's all wrapped up, what do you need to do? You need to open it, right? It doesn't open itself. I mean, most things don't, but although I've heard there's that carpet thing that will actually go around and vacuum the carpet for you. Maybe I need one of those. What'd you get? Roomba. No, Goomba. What does it say on the screen? It says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. So we have to open up that gift. God gave the gift to the world, but it's not automatic. You got to open the gift. And how do you do that? You receive him. You believe in him. It's very simple. And we need to know the simple truth. We say, I know all that stuff, but have you done that? Have you received Jesus Christ into your heart and life? Do you believe in his name? That's the only place to start. It says he gave them the right to become children of God, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So that's really the gift that he gave, that God gave to us, to you and to me. Now, back to his birthday, though, I want to ask a couple more questions. What does he really want? I've said that already. What does he need? What does he want from you? What does he want from me? Does he want my money? He wants, to be honest with you, he wants everything. He wants all. He wants everything I have, everything I am, for me to give it to him. Now, most of you in this room are believers, and so this applies directly to you and I. What does Jesus want? What does he need? He wants us. All of us. He wants you to surrender your life and give your life completely to him. In Luke chapter 10, there was an expert in the law. It says he stood up to test Jesus, and he said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, "What is written in the law?" And he replied, "How do you read it?" Or Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind." You notice he says that word all four times. He wants all of it. He doesn't just want us on Sunday morning for 1.5 hours. He wants all of us. Sunday through Sunday. 24 hours a day. That's what he wants. That's what he needs. That's what he's asking of you and of me. This is what Jesus said. You know, the book of Revelation talks about someone who is like a lukewarm believer. You're just sort of there, but not really there. That's not what he wants from you and from me. He wants all of us. He wants our whole hearts, our whole mind, our whole soul, and all of our strength. So what does it say there? Love him. Surrender to him. Surrender to him as our Lord and our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our mind. I know that seems like a lot, but isn't that what he gave to us? He gave it all to us. He gave his whole life to us and for us. What more can we give back to him? Let's pray together, and I know you have places to go and people to see and things to eat, but you've made an effort to be here, or maybe some of you are watching here tonight, and you've done that because there's something in you that says, I need to connect with Jesus. I need to make, you know, something happened with him and me in this time. It's not just about those presents. It's not just about what you got and maybe the disappointment of what you didn't get. It's about Jesus. Amen. It's about having a relationship with him and a daily relationship, a walk, a life that we have with him. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. You gave your only begotten Son, that as we believe in him, we'll have eternal life and we're going to live forever. To as many as received him, to those who believed in his names, he gave the right or the power to become the children of God. We become your children by receiving you, Jesus, and believing in your name that you are who you said you were. I pray for each person here tonight, Lord. Some of us are very young and some of us are sort of old, but we need you and we want to surrender and offer ourselves to you. Take us, Lord. Take our hearts, our minds, our souls, our strength. We offer it to you, Lord. It's not easy to live for you sometimes in this world. We know there are people around the world that are suffering persecution for the name of Jesus, Lord. We don't face that much, though we've seen it increasing. Lord, we pray you'd give us boldness and courage to stand up for what we believe and to live what we believe. I pray too here tonight, Lord, for any that have never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is a time for you, as we've heard, to put your trust in him and say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, and I ask you to come into my heart. And I receive you into my life as Jesus, the Son of God, the Lord and Savior. Here, December 24th, 2025. And I thank you, Jesus, that you hear me tonight. So, Lord, I pray you go with your people and bless each one with the love and the joy that only you can give. It's not found in this world. We know that, Jesus. Give us your love, your joy, your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and we're going to sing together again, shall we?